Since about as long as we've been roaming around planet Earth, learning how to make things like smoke signals and smartphones, we've also been trying to figure out what keeps us from communicating successfully with each other. We feel it when the tone of a sentence we utter at a meeting is not as well received as we'd hoped it would be, so we recoil and try again. Or when our deepest sighs and longings are finally named out loud to a friend and we feel like our words are ignored or disregarded. It might not even be a stretch to say that miscommunication is one of the greatest struggles we have as a species, not to downplay plagues and dictatorships or anything.
No doubt, language is a challenge that comes up again and again. In the creation account of Genesis, we read the story of Babel and her grand tower. As the story goes, all the inhabitants of the earth are speaking only one language, giving them the now unfathomable ability to communicate with literally everyone around them. And for whatever reason, as the story goes, God decides to muddle everything up and divide the people and their tongues into a multitude of languages. Thanks a lot, God.
Pero en Hechos, en el día de Pentecostés, vemos que la barrera de idioma y de lengua es totalmente eliminada. La gente puede congregar y oír las buenas noticias, el evangelio en su propia idioma. Pueden profetizar y soñar juntos. Y pueden recibir las palabras proclamado de una manera comprensible.
But in Acts, another creation story of sorts, on the day of Pentecost, that barrier is brilliantly and even a bit bizarrely removed. People are able to come together and hear the good news in their native language. They are able to prophesy and dream together and actually receive the word spoken to them in ways they could understand.
Esta unión del pueblo judío que ha estado dispersado a través de los continentes por los imperios que los han empujado y traslado, en un momento profundo, este mismo espíritu está cruzando barreras y fronteras. Y ya sabemos como cristianos y seguidores de Dios que el espíritu no se ha acabado con nosotros, ¿verdad?
This coming together of the Jewish people who had long been scattered across the continents as a result of empire after empire pushing them around and pushing them out is a profound boundary crossing, border transgressing move of the Spirit, as Dr. Willie Jennings calls it. And the Spirit ain't done yet.
Aquí, en Calvary, sabemos uno o dos cositas sobre cómo el idioma nos divide, ¿verdad? Y también sabemos mucho sobre cómo el espíritu nos une a pesar de las barreras.
Here at Calvary, to say the least, we know a thing or two about languages dividing us, about languages keeping us from fully and deeply hearing one another, and we know a whole lot about the Spirit bringing us together in spite of those barriers, too.
Así que vamos a invitar nuestras imaginaciones por un momentito esta mañana.
Just invite your imagination to sit with this image for a moment this morning.
El espíritu podría haber venido en miles de diferentes maneras. ¿Por qué en esta manera? El espíritu podría haber venido como una ola poderosa mandando a todos a adorarlo. El espíritu podría haber venido de una manera enigmática, flotando misteriosamente encima de la gente, esperando que ellos resuelvan el rompecabezas. Pero en vez el espíritu elige los cuerpos, los voces y las manos de los seres humanos congregados ahí para conectarlos con cada persona en su propia lengua.
The Spirit could have come a million different ways. Why this way? The Spirit could have zoomed in like a mighty wave, commanding everyone to bow down and worship. The Spirit could have appeared enigmatically, hovering above mysteriously, expecting people to figure out on their own what was happening. But instead, the Spirit chooses her friends' very bodies and empowers them to connect with other bodies gathered around in their native languages.
Entonces, Pentecostés existe cuando los idiomas y los cuentos y las vidas que han sido extraños de repente se convierten en vecinos y familiares.
Pentecost happens when language and stories and lives that have long been strange to one another suddenly lock eyes and arms and say, "Wait a minute, you are speaking my language."
Aquí en Calvary pensamos mucho en las barreras y la belleza de los idiomas, de las varias culturas e identidades representado en esta comunidad, y cómo la realidad del multiculturalismo nos invita más profundamente a la comunidad y el compañerismo.
Here at Calvary, we spend a lot of intentional time and energy thinking about language, about culture, about identity, about the ways these things challenge us and stir us toward life together.
Este verano, durante la hora de escuela dominical, vamos a congregar verdaderamente como comunidad multigeneracional y multicultural para una serie juntos. Vamos a estudiar un pasaje de la Biblia cada semana en inglés y en español. Y vamos a ver un video sobre varios temas, algunos en inglés y algunos en español. Pero tendremos subtítulos, así que no preocupa mucho.
This summer, as we begin joint Sunday school, we will gather together as a multi-generational, multilingual community for a series called Text Talks. Each week, we will engage a biblical text and a particular TED Talk that has held significance for our faith formation. Some of them are in English, some of them are in Spanish, but don't worry, they all have subtitles. And sometimes our conversation will lean in Spanish and sometimes in English. Both a challenge and a gift, yes?
No podemos imaginar una manera mejor celebrar estos 155 años aquí en Calvary que seguir cultivando espacios donde las barreras del idioma se tumban. Una conversación a la vez.
We can't think of a better way to celebrate 155 years here on the corner of H and 8th than to keep imagining, keep pressing, keep listening, and keep inviting this intimate God to speak in our native language.
Y sabemos que esto es solamente el principio. El Espíritu siempre nos está invitando a tumbar las barreras, ¿no? Solamente de idioma, pero de cultura, de identidad, de clase y de comunidad.
And we know full well that this is only the beginning. If Pentecost tells us anything, it's that the Spirit is in a perpetual and intimate state of beginning things. So today, and every day, let us begin together again.
Amen and amen.